Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cardici. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that comes your way each and every Saturday morning and keeps you in touch with many of the great things that are happening in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, also in eastern Connecticut and in southeastern Massachusetts. And this morning, it gives us great pleasure to welcome to the program the Outreach Coordinator, Public Affairs Specialist, and Webmaster for the USDA's National Resources Conservation Service here in Rhode Island. Julie Wright is our guest. Julie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Julie. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I guess first things first, before we get into some particulars, in a nutshell, why don't you tell us exactly what it is that you and the USDA's NRCS does?
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Scott. So the Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Rhode Island helps farmers and private landowners to make good conservation decisions on their lands and waters, because we will help farmers, ranchers, urban growers, oyster growers, forest landowners. We provide technical assistance and even financial assistance to help them conserve their natural resources.
Okay. And I know, you know, there's a lot of things in particular that I want to get into. In fact, last month on your website, you had a release that announced the USDA's fiscal year 2025 conservation program sign up for Rhode Island farmers and forest landowners. Kind of explain again what this is all about. I know you touched on it briefly a moment ago.
Yes. So we have opened our conservation program sign up early this year for our fiscal year 2025, which starts officially on October 1st. But we've opened the sign up early to allow our farmers and our staff the opportunity to get their applications in sooner and to have them reviewed and hopefully approved sooner. So we have sign up ranking deadline for our first sign up is October 4th. Mm-hmm. Our folks can apply for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. They can apply for our Conservation Stewardship Program. Both programs help farmers and forest landowners, urban and oyster growers, put conservation on their lands and waters. They can also apply for conservation easements as well.
So I also saw that the National Resources Conservation Service is offering Act Now starting next month for Rhode Island farmers and forest managers. What is that all about?
Well, our Act Now is a new method that we have to fund specific initiatives that's funded through our Inflation Reduction Act funding that we got for climate smart practices. So Act Now allows us to deliver conservation contracting faster. We can more quickly approve and obligate our conservation contract applications when they meet a certain score. So the initiatives that we're funding through that are combustion system and energy initiative and our comprehensive nutrient management plan initiative. The combustion system and energy initiative will allow farmers and forest landowners to apply new energy efficiency practices, like energy efficient lighting systems or energy efficient building envelopes or irrigation pumps, and also to convert their old diesel equipment on the farm to new low-emitting diesel equipment or electric equipment for things like tractors or front-end loaders or different heating units for like nurseries or maple processing systems or dairies. Or there's all kinds of different engines that we could replace the diesel with, either electric or low-emitting diesel. So it's a really great opportunity for our farmers and agricultural operators who are looking to upgrade all their different energy systems to new, more efficient systems. And that'll help them save a lot of money as well.
So just out of curiosity, I'm not sure if you know the exact answer to this question, but for those listening, they might want to know, how do you qualify in terms of, okay, I'm a Rhode Island farmer. How do you know if you qualify for your help?
Well, that's pretty easy. You just give us a call.
Yep.
You can call our offices at 401-828-1300 and ask to speak to one of our conservation planners. We have three different field offices here in Rhode Island that serve our local farmers. One is for Northern Rhode Island that covers all of Providence County. The other one is for Eastern Rhode Island that covers both Bristol and Newport counties. And the last one is for Southern Rhode Island, and they cover Washington and Kent counties. So you can contact one of our planners for any of those districts. Let them know, whoever answers the phone, what district you're in, and they'll transfer you to the appropriate person. And you could just, you know, give them some information about your operation, and we can work with you from there.
And how about a website for them to go to find out maybe a little bit more about what the National Resources Conservation Service offers, what you do? Is there a website that people can go to learn more?
Oh, yes. Our website is www.ri.nrcs.usda.gov.
Okay, so that's www.ri.nrcs.usda.gov.
Yes.
I also saw a release on your website a couple of weeks ago. I believe you announced the funding for flood reduction in the Pocasset River watershed. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah, that's a project that we have been working on now for decades with our clients in the Pocasset River watershed. Way back in, I want to say, the early 2000s, we started working on an assessment of all the flooding issues going on at Pocasset. And that assessment or evaluation was completed, I think it was 2008. And from then, we requested funding from our national office to develop a Pocasset River flood damage watershed plan and project so that we could design some systems to try to reduce flooding in the area to try to protect property owners in Cranston and Johnston specifically and some other nearby unincorporated areas. So that plan was finally completed last year, and it's been under review by our national office. And our chief just approved it a couple of weeks ago. So we sent out a news release announcing that the total authorized project cost for the project to help prevent and mitigate damage from flooding is about $48.5 million. And we've gotten an initial amount of about $12 million that was made available thanks to congressionally directed funding secured by Senator Reid's office.
Great. That's awesome. I also saw where you recently had American Indian artists submit their artwork for the American Indian Alaska Native Heritage Poster Contest. Just out of curiosity, how many did you receive, and when will we find out who the winner was?
Yes, that was a really exciting opportunity that we had. It's the first time that Rhode Island has been tasked with developing the national poster for American Indian Alaska Native Heritage Month. So we had a poster contest just for American Indian residents of Rhode Island, and we had three submissions that we received. So right now we're reviewing the submissions. The deadline was on Saturday the 31st. So we just got all of our submissions, and we're reviewing them, looking them over. All of those submissions were beautiful. It's hard to decide, but we're going to have a decision by the end of next week. And then we're going to develop a poster that will be distributed nationally and developed by our local tribes here in Rhode Island.
Oh, terrific. How about, are there any other, Julie, initiatives that we haven't discussed yet that you'd like to discuss?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, so we have our primary initiatives that we're working with here at NRCS in Rhode Island is to help our growers, our farmers, our ranchers, our forest landowners to develop more climate smart operations. We're trying to increase the resiliency so that we can combat the effects of climate change. And we're also working with our farmers and our landowners to improve forest health and improve wildlife habitat as well. We've just published a pollinator habitat design guide that provides information and guidance to homeowners, anybody from like a homeowner in a suburban area or even in an urban area to a farmer, how they can develop their own pollinator gardens or habitats on their land.
And where can they find that information on your website?
Yes, they can. They can download a copy of that on our website at www.ri.nrcs.usda.gov, or they can give us a call at our office at 401-828-1300 and ask for a copy of our pollinator design guide.
Julie, anything else we should touch on before we wrap things up this morning? This has been great.
No, I think that's it. If anybody has any questions about any of the services that we offer, I do want to say our services are all free of charge and also that we are a voluntary agency. So any information or conservation plans that we provide, it's all voluntary. We're not a regulatory agency. Mm-hmm. If anyone has any questions and they want to contact me directly, they can email me at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, .Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at USDA.gov.
Terrific. So that's julie.wright at usda.gov. Again, the website, yes, for those looking for more information, the website is www.ri.nrcs.usda.gov. And the phone number, if you'd like to give them a call, is area code 401-828-1300. Well, Julie, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Community Matters. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right. That is Julie Wright, the Outreach Coordinator, Public Affairs Specialist, and Webmaster for the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Rhode Island, our guest here on Community Matters. My thanks to Julie for joining us. Also, thanks to my producer, Laura Minicucci. And most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. My name is Scott Cardishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cardishi. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.